After plunging into the race Monday, the ex-governor has only until midnight to collect the 3,750 valid signatures to get on the Democratic primary ballot. Experts say it's a formidable but doable task given the narrow time frame. A Spitzer spokeswoman said Wednesday the campaign is diligently gathering signatures. She wouldn't comment further. The signers need to be registered Democrats who live in the city and haven't signed another controller hopeful's petition. Campaigns generally gather 2 to 3 times as many signatures as needed in case some are challenged. Some candidates submit many extras to show strength. Spitzer rival Scott Stringer's campaign says it's collected 100,000-plus signatures. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.